Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget would cut spending across many state-funded programs. Public schools, the university, Medicaid, and the ferry system are among the areas that would be hardest hit. Dunleavy says the changes are needed to stabilize the state's future. Here to talk about the budget is Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchiman, who comes to us from the press office at the Capitol. There's a lot to unpack here, but first, what are the most important things to know about this budget proposal?
I'll start with something Governor Dunleavy said. He said the budget makes the money the state spends match the money it brings in without drawing down savings. Here's Dunleavy.
And we have to have a robust discussion, which I'm looking forward to, as to what are our needs versus our wants. What are the needs that impact the majority of Alaskans? And how do we want to pay for this going forward?
But that comes at a big cost. About $1.2 billion in cuts will happen under this proposal. And there'll be about $400 million less that municipalities with oil infrastructure would receive in property taxes. The amount public schools receive for each student would drop by $300 million, or more than a quarter of what the state is spending. Many smaller school programs aimed at supplementing classroom learning would be eliminated. The state's portion of the university budget would fall by $155 million. And that would fall mainly on the three central parts of the university, the University of Alaska Fairbanks, University of Alaska Anchorage, and University of Alaska Southeast. That cuts nearly half of state funding. There would actually be an increase to the separate local community campuses. Medicaid would see a $275 million reduction, and that's about a 40% cut. The state is negotiating with the federal government about how that would happen, but there'd be a focus on cutting payments to hospitals, doctors, and other healthcare providers, and paying less for medical care for the roughly 48,000 Alaskans who receive healthcare from the Medicaid expansion that former Governor Bill Walker did. The Alaska Marine Highway System funding would be cut by about $100 million, with funding ending at the end of the summer.
There was even mention of maybe privatizing the ferry system, I think. And altogether, this is really a lot to take in. I think the governor, the administration has even said that they expect most Alaskans to be affected by these changes. Is that true? Are most Alaskans going to feel the effects of this budget?
Governor Dunleavy says he focused on funding services that affect most Alaskans. But certain services that benefit rural and coastal Alaska will see steep cuts. Here's how the governor put it.
And so it's going to touch all Alaskans, no matter where they live and no matter what they do. It's going to be a different way of budgeting. And all Alaskans are going to have to pull together to make sure that we get through this process.
Rural and coastal lawmakers, as well as education advocates, are already pushing back on the budget.
I guess we sort of knew this day was coming. Are there any other noteworthy cuts to talk about at this point?
Budget Director Donna Ardwin highlighted a series of moves to increase efficiency in state government, like consolidating procurement, human resources, and investigations. State funding for the Alaska Council on the Arts, as well as all money for public radio and public television, would be eliminated.
Do you have any sense, Andrew, of how this will affect the state's economy?
I spoke with Musin Gutabi with the Institute of Social and Economic Research at the University of Alaska Anchorage, or ICER. ICER has studied the effect of various proposals, and Gutabi says a cut like this could cut the number of jobs by about 1,000 for every $100 million in cuts. So with more than a billion in cuts, that would be more than 10,000 lost jobs. Then there's the cut to municipal revenue through the oil property tax change. All this could be partially offset from Alaskans having more money to spend from permanent fund dividends. Overall, we're talking eliminating 3 to 4% of the state's jobs. Dunleavy says stabilizing the budget would actually help investment and grow the economy. Gutabi agrees that there will be benefits, but perhaps not on the scale as the losses. And while the legislature works on the budget, he expects problems for the economy.
It's going to freeze it, meaning that a lot of players that matter are going to sit on the sidelines, meaning there's not going to be any hiring. Households are not going to be spending money. And so because people are going to be waiting for that final number and who's going to actually feel the brunt of the pain.
So that's a problem in the short term.
What is next for this budget?
The Senate will start its work tomorrow. The House, of course, still isn't organized, but having the budget may put more pressure on them to get going. And the governor's office is unveiling a wide variety of bills and executive orders to make structural changes to state government. We'll be covering those.
All right, Andrew, thank you for following this. That's Andrew Kitchenman from KTOO and Alaska Public Media in the press room there in Juneau at the Capitol. Thanks, Andrew.
You're welcome, Casey.